So given the unknowns, what, in your view, is most important for accreditation moving ahead?
I think that three things are critical for us. One, protecting students, and that takes us to accountability. We want students to obtain value for money in their education. We want them to obtain the degree or credential they are seeking. And for accreditation, that means even more rigorous accreditation review of institutions and programs. It means more attention to student learning outcomes. I would say, do students graduate? Do they get jobs? Do they have good enough earnings to repay any loans they have? And protecting students means more transparency. What do we really know about institutional strengths and limitations that will help inform students when they make this vitally important decision about where to attend college? A second point I would make, urge for accreditation, is that we pay even more attention to innovation in higher education. If we look around what is happening now in higher education, we're seeing more and more new types of providers, not your traditional degree-granting institution, as vitally important as these are, but companies like Straighterline or Coursera or Bootcamp offering credentials of some sort, some of them even moving toward degrees. We have, for example, Purdue Global, bringing together a leading state university and a large for-profit provider. In addition to new providers, we have new forms of credentialing. We have badges, we have micro-credentials, we have digitization of credentials. How do we evaluate those for quality? And then, speaking about innovation, we can't leave out technology, artificial intelligence, augmented reality, predictive analytics, all affecting teaching and learning, affecting major activities within colleges and universities, such as student support services. We need to be thinking in accreditation about how we incorporate attention to quality for these new providers and for this new credentialing for these technology applications. We need to be willing to engage these innovations not only when traditional institutions work, for example, with new providers, but also these new providers operating independently. So protecting students, more attention to innovation. The third thing I would urge is we need to pay attention to and make the case in a very vigorous way for the strengths of accreditation. Peer review, formative evaluation, a mission-driven approach to judging quality. We've had these strengths for a very long time. They have been criticized of late in particular, yet we in higher education know their importance and value to academic leadership, to institutional independence. And if we don't make the case for the strength and value of accreditation, who will?